And it's time to check in with our favorite Indian to talk with Vice President Bob DiBiasio of the Indians. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Bob, Indians baseball to talk about. How about this?
How about that? Isn't it fun? Yeah, nice weekend. We win a series to open up the 2020 campaign, and some fun storylines over the weekend. You know, especially yesterday, Carlos Carrasco getting an opportunity to get on the mound as a starting pitcher 400 plus days since his last start, as he had this battle against leukemia, and really pitched a remarkable game yesterday. Jose Ramirez is back in form. We saw a couple youngsters make their major league debut, and Cam Hill and Daniel Johnson. But I think the biggest story of the weekend is Carlos Carrasco. You know, with all that's going on, he could have easily said with his, you know, again, his battle with leukemia, that he just didn't feel comfortable being in this setting. But, you know, he's a competitor, wants to be with his teammates, and it was just real nice to see.
And then the pitching the whole weekend was really, really good. Just a couple dingers on Saturday, but other than that, our pitchers have, you know, proven what they've been advertised to be.
Yeah, they struck out a gazillion guys or this weekend. Pretty amazing. You know, Carlos had his, 25th start where he struck out double-digit guys. Really a terrific performance. But I guess the most important thing is, yeah, IDing those people in the stands yesterday or this weekend. You know, it's a mixture of season ticket holders. We snuck a few employees in there. We snuck a few celebrities in there.
Now, are they real? Are they real size? I mean, like, is it one of those? Are they accentuated? I can't quite figure that out at this point.
Well, the size of them equal if a human being was sitting in a seat where an average human being would be sitting in a seat, you know, where their head would be. And so it's right at that height, a little bit wider than normal. You know, the other day when I was at the ballpark, you know, connecting, with Slider.
By the way, that's the biggest mask I've ever seen on a Slider's mask.
Yeah.
Is like, well, yeah. That's huge.
It truly is. It truly is massive. And so Slider, you know, just the way he doesn't talk, so he points that he was going to go down and hang out with the fans. So you're like, oh, boy, this just brings out so many oddities. But we're getting through it. We're playing ball. We're having fun. We're listening to Amy and Rosie on the radio. And all is good. We're back playing some baseball.
So, Bob, what do I have to do to get a cutout of Bruce behind home plate?
I don't know. We're going to have to talk to somebody in the know,
right?
See what we might be able to do about it.
Not behind. Yeah. Put me in right field. That's where I'm comfortable. That's where I played most of my career.
Most of your career was right field.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I just think so. They should add a thing. If you hit a home run and knock over one of those, like those, you know, then there's a prize given to the fan that gets hit by the baseball out in the stands out there. Also, you know, have they got cut out brooms yet? I don't know, you know, because it's one of those things where someone said there was no sweeps in any major league games this weekend, and I thought that's because there are no nobody brings out a broom on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. There are no brooms. We did not. I don't think we've gone that far to think about that. Right. But you know, it's funny you brought that up. That nobody is 3-0. To start the season, and just one of those oddities in the game of baseball that it's the first time it has happened that no one is 3-0 to start the baseball season since 1954.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty weird. I don't know what it means, but it's one of those stats. Yeah.
I was going to say, it means the Elias Sports Bureau guys are on fire. They're looking for everything. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I thought Jason Kipnis had one. He tweeted out yesterday. Again, I thought it was pretty wild that he got his first major league hit on July 25th as a rookie for the Cleveland Indians, and then he got his first hit in a different uniform on July 25th, what, 8-9 years later? I mean, you know, again, only baseball comes up with this kind of stuff.
Well, we're glad to see baseball. I mean, it's, you know, the green grass, the sunshine, the games. Except for this thing, which they jokingly refer to, it seems a little league, putting that second guy on second base. Now, I saw comments, and it was very funny that Mike Clevenger had one thing to say about it with the same comment, and then Francisco Lindor sort of said the same thing, but he smiled and was more approval of it. So you can kind of see that there's going to be – and I don't think they really thought about it, not that – in other words, until it happens, you're thinking, man, I don't really want to play for extra innings. Let's just get this thing over with before we have to start this little, you know, separate thing and putting somebody on second to start it. And so it changes the whole way the extra innings goes about. So.
Yeah, Mr. Clevenger referenced it as travel ball. This isn't travel ball, youth travel ball. You know, it's in place for one specific reason. You just don't want to, in a 60-game schedule, have games going 16 innings and really ruining bullpens and that sort of thing. So they implement it. They've had it in the back of their minds. They've utilized it in the minor leagues the last few years. Baseball's trying to figure out maybe when do you do it? Is it in the top of the 11th? If we go back to a 162-game schedule, that you play a few extra innings, and then if it's still at a stalemate, then you throw a guy out there after, again, a certain number of innings, of extra innings. This year it's done in the 10th. We had our chances galore on Saturday to win that game in regulation and in extra innings, and just we gave one away, but came away with a nice series win. The White Sox come in. What a weird weekend they had at home against Minnesota. There's like double-digit runs scored in every game for those guys. So White Sox come in for three, and then we head to Minnesota. You talk about a big series already. We go to Minnesota for four. Coming up Thursday through Sunday. So big weekend ahead for the Tribe.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to having it. It's great to have radio baseball back on the radio as well, and we're bringing those games to you. It's underway 6:35 with the warm-up tonight here on WEOL. We'll talk again next Monday, Bob. Have a good
week. Sounds good, boys.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good week.